Well, John, obviously really disappointing news for the footy club this morning. Can you just take us through when you found out about Lockie's decision?
Yeah, so Lockie came to the club through this week and talked about the fact that he wanted to move on. So we're really clear. We want players in this establishment that want to assume the responsibility that comes with wearing the Carlton Football Club. He obviously didn't. So the decision from our end was fairly easy.
So he addressed the group this morning. What happened there?
Well, he just talked about the fact that he wanted a fresh start and explained the rationale behind that, and we'll move on.
What was that rationale? Surprise for you and the
players? Not really. Obviously, like he's been grappling with some sort of decision for a period of time now. His performances have gradually dropped and to the point on the weekend where his output wasn't great. I mean, he wasn't going to be playing senior football for us this week anyway.
Had he checked out a while ago, do you think, John?
Oh, look, it depends on how you define checked out, but we obviously understand there's been some sort of decision-making process going on that's been affecting him. And as I said before, we just want players who are going to have a fierce determination and assume the responsibility that comes with putting the Carlton football jumper on. And it's as simple as that. And we've talked a lot about the need to build and grow from within, grow from underneath. The core group of players that we've got now that we know are going to give that and provide that going forward. And we'll just keep doing that. Look, in terms of list management, you'll have to talk to other members of our staff, but I don't think that was a concern.
Could it benefit the list going forward then, the way you're able to move around or trade for some young players or whatever?
Well, what our fans and members need to know is that we need to provide Carlton with the best possible outcome, and we feel that we'll do that by keeping him uninjured for the next 3 weeks. So he walks out the club and I just think we've been really honest at Carlton over the last 12 months or so. Our CEO's been really honest, our president has been really honest, and it's been refreshing for our members to understand exactly where we're at, to know where we're going. And it's just another great example of the fact that, you know, we need to be honest about this. We've got a player who doesn't want to assume the responsibility of wearing our jumper, and we see it as a great responsibility. And so actions occur as they have.
What was the reaction of the playing group, and what do you think the reaction will be going forward? Do you think that the other players who are here and do want to wear the jumper will appreciate the stance that the club's taking?
You've got to value every game you get as an AFL player, and Lockie's lost that value at the Carlton Football Club. In terms of the players' response, I think we've got quite a few players who want to assume that responsibility and are keen to do so going forward, and that's where their heads are at.
So you mentioned fresh start for him, but what were his reasons for wanting to leave Carlton as well?
Well, look, you'll have to ask Lockie that. There's obviously been a mindset that's been in place for a while there, and look, the conversations I've had with Lockie, he's been really concerned with the way he's been playing, so he understands that he's been letting the team down and verbalised that. And as I said, we obviously couldn't keep playing the way things were going, and so it's come to a head this week.
So did that force it to a head? Did you tell him earlier in the week that he wasn't going to be playing seniors, and did that force his announcement today, do you think?
Oh, look, we've got to be careful with the way we set up the notions, but I think he was aware of the fact that we couldn't keep playing in the seniors, and whether the decision comes off the back of that, you'll have to ask Lockie.
Has he given you an indication of where he wants to go, or the club, an indication of where he wants to be?
Oh, they're list management decisions, and so they'll stay in-house.
That's it. Look. Yep. Oh, go ahead.
I don't mind. I'm doing
this. Chris Aaron playing this week?
Chris Aaron? Mm. He's playing football this week, yes.
Is he playing senior football this
week? Well, we've got match meeting this afternoon, so we'll talk about that.
How important is 4 points on the weekend, John? I mean, there's not much going for, you know, the ladder position. Is it important just to tend the supporters up with a win? This looks like a winnable one.
It's important that we are really competitive every time we go out to the track. So this Sunday is another really important day for us. Our players, as I said, regardless of who they are, whether they're walking out the club or not, our players need to assume the responsibility that comes with wearing the cut and jumper. And that means being fierce with your competitiveness and giving four quarters of strong intent.
So I know you love coaching questions. Some reports that Brendan Bolton's got the job. Have you been told that you haven't got the job, that you're out of the race?
No, look, I haven't been told that, and there's been a lot of media personalities talk about a lot of things that have gone on with the coaching process that they haven't quite got right, but look, that'll take care of itself in good time. I'll just keep coaching this team as well as I possibly can in the meantime, and as I've said before, I'm not coaching this team as if I've got it for 14 weeks. I'm coaching it to not waste one moment in time for this whole period, and that includes driving higher standards, the type of standards that are required for us to be a better team going forward.
I've got to ask, if you didn't get this job, would you be interested in senior positions elsewhere now there is more?
I don't really want to talk about hypotheticals at the moment. I'll just talk about what we need to do going forward for the next 3 weeks.
It's going to be emotional scenes at the G on against Melbourne pre-game, the farewell of Chris Judd.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a champion of the club. I'm looking forward to seeing our members and fans come out and see him off fittingly, because he is, everything about him represents professionalism and a true champion, and you know, obviously disappointing way to finish his career, but it'd be great to see our crowd get behind him and give him a real lift in terms of the way he finishes up.